don't feel good about it, then turn around. If you really mean it, baby, stand your ground. The things we need the most, they seem to take a little longer.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm super excited because we have Hosehead Records here. We have members of bands on the label, and we have Patrick, who is the one half, correct, of Hosehead?
That's correct.
Yes, you're the Vancouver half.
I'm the Vancouver half.
Yes. And so let me first tell you that we just heard First Base with the single You've Got a Hold on Me, which you can get on Hosehead Records, of course.
That's true. It is available.
Yeah. And let me first of all tell you who we have in the studio before we move on. So I'm Anita B. This show is all Canadian music. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We're here till 8. And, of course, we have Patrick. We have from Nervous Talk, Joel.
Hi.
Hi, Joel. And then, of course, we have from the band Fashionism, we have Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Robin. Now, Robin is over there if you want to say hi.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. There she is. She's being a doll. She's working the turntable for us. So, but we'll talk to her in a bit. So here we are. Let's chat a little bit, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Patrick, telling us about your label. So I have a few questions.
Yeah. I'm a little sick, so my voice is a little weird.
What are you sick with?
I have a cold.
Oh, so yeah. Any like fever?
No, just a shitty throat.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Well, we're really excited that you're here with us.
I'm very happy to be here. I love coming here.
Oh, good. This is wonderful. Okay, yeah. Good. So, Hosehead Records. So, can you tell us a little bit about sort of the incarnation?
Yeah, I can tell you about it. It's myself and my best friend, Mike. We do it together. Mike lives in Toronto and I live here.
Mm-hmm.
We started it in 2011 because Mike's band First Base needed a tape done.
Oh, they that's had his a band. Songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Mike, who does Host Ed, plays bass in First Base.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so they needed a label to do it, and so we just made up a stupid sounding name and bought a tape duplicator and put it out. And then for some reason people liked it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we did a few more, and then a couple more, and then a bunch more.
Okay, and you're originally from Ajax, am I correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Yes, Ajax, Ontario. Yep.
Both Mike and I grew up in Ajax, Ontario.
That was my question. Yep. Did he also go to Guelph?
He lived in Guelph when I went to Guelph.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He didn't go to the school. He just hung around a little while.
Uh-huh. We're both Griffins, just in case anybody cares.
Yep, we went to the same school.
Yes, we're both alumni. So there you go. So that's the start of your label, Hosehead Records. And so that the first band, of course, is First Base.
Yeah.
And then tell us more about who next followed.
So pretty much we just, with like maybe a few exceptions, maybe like a handful of exceptions, everything we've done has been with friends. I mean, except for Nervous Talk.
Okay.
I hate those guys.
They're your enemies?
Mortal enemies. Mortal right. enemies. Not me coughing. Not
yeah,
me
no,
coughing.
You got it written.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
After that, we did a Sonic Avenues tape. We did stuff with White Wires. We did stuff with Steve Ann McBand and Stranger Tractor and Young Governor. And mostly just Canadian punk and power pop and garage bands that we were friends with or that we liked and wanted to be friends with.
Cool.
So there's a few exceptions. Like we, I think maybe there's four American bands that we've worked with over 30 or some odd releases.
You've done 30 or so some odd releases. That's amazing.
Fashionism's 28.
Wow.
Yeah, Fashionism's 28, and so Nervous Talk is 29.
Wow.
And then. Do you want to hear what's coming up next?
Yes, please. Okay. I was just about to ask you.
And then Mandates is going to be Hosehead 30. And then there's a band from Toronto called Brat Kings. We're putting out their new 7-inch. That'll be 31.
Wow.
After that, the Fashionism LP, I believe, is going to be 32. Yeah? Do you guys still want to do that? Maybe. Maybe. Okay, well, it's up to them. Then we've got our first ever reissue, and it'll be our first ever European band. And that's a band called The Moderns.
It's going to be. You were telling me about them.
Yeah, it's a reissue of their like debut EP.
They're from like the 80s or 70s?
They're from Sweden in 79.
Okay, that's right.
So they self-released a 7-inch in 79, and it goes for more than I pay in rent.
Wow.
And so we're doing a reissue of that, which
he's
is
got,
very
he's got like a real crap place.
I've got a terrible place. No, I love my place.
Crap place, crap roommate.
They're just the worst. Crap friends.
Shit.
You're just you're bringing this interview down right now, Josh.
You're on a crap radio show.
I haven't even started yet.
But yeah, that's sort of it. So we've done a bunch of tapes and a bunch of 7-inches, and in the next year it looks like we're going to do a bunch of LPs.
And what I find fascinating is that you've only moved to Vancouver in, I want to say, like May.
I got here in June.
June.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when you think about how recent that was.
Yeah, it was less than a year ago. It was like 8 months ago, right? Or
that's
9 months
crazy.
Ago. I'm pretty stoked to be here.
Yeah.
It took me all of 2 days to meet Joel after I got here.
Oh, really?
Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Josh took a little longer. And I think Robin was somewhere in between there, maybe.
Yeah.
So, something like that.
But we had a weird
Robin and I have a very weird.
Do you want to talk? Robin? Do you want to sit here and tell the story?
Where you had here? What?
Yeah, come on over, Robin. Come on over.
I am especially interested.
Tell the story.
Do you want to tell it? Or do you want me to tell it?
Oh, you can.
I
want to
know what you.
It's not even really a story.
It's kind of a story, but
I think you guys should.
Well, Patrick was 14 years old. Yeah, or something
pretty much,
like
yeah.
This
yeah.
is getting awesome already.
Okay. Wait, Patrick was 14 years old?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I thought we had agreed to save this one for Nardwar.
How old was Robin?
Well, Nardwar is not
you
here
can't
right
say
now.
That in front of her. How rude.
No.
Oh, we'll save it for another.
He'll have to
no,
listen
no,
to this show to get to
He
get
will, he
scoop.
Will. Okay, so Robin used to run a record store in Toronto.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Are you from Toronto, too?
No, I lived there briefly.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
And so when Mike and I were just kids, we were both in the ninth grade, so we would have been 13 or 14 at the time. We went downtown to Robin's store, and I bought a bunch of records, and so did Mike. I think I bought a Briefs record from there. I remember a Riot 99 t-shirt from there that I only threw out, like, just before I moved here.
I would have bought that off of you for real money.
Yeah, like $4.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had no idea that it was Robin's store. And then when I moved here and I met Robin at the same show the first time I saw Fashionism, she said that she lived in Toronto for a while and ran a record store. And I was like, oh, yeah, which one? She's like, Noise and Noise. And I was like, Oh, I remember Noise and Noise. I used to love that store. I used to shop there all the time. But even before they moved, when they were in Black Market.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
First generation.
That's first-gen Noise and Noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was
as
weird.
As a 14-year-old punk kid.
Oh, to answer your question, yes, Robin was a babe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was, wow,
great answer, great answer.
So can I ask you a question? Okay, so you were buying records at the age of 13 and 14 that were relatively cool, I take it.
At the first store, I bought just the Riot 99 shirt. And then when she moved, I started buying records.
But Mikey told me that he bought the Newtown Animals record there.
He definitely started buying records like 6 months before I did.
Yeah.
So he beat me on that
one. At the age of 13, he was buying
records.
Yeah. I think I was 14 or 15 when I started buying
wow.
records. Yeah.
But I found it pretty weird, though, that he would be buying Newtown Animals record, and then later now he's putting out Jeff's record and Alex's record.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to find all those Newtown Animals records in Toronto, but I did it. And now I come here, and they're much easier to find. Yeah.
Jeff, I really hope you're listening right now, because it's getting really special.
Well, should we listen to some more?
Yeah, do you want to listen to more hosted stuff or better music?
Yeah, no, let's keep, we'll let Robin do her thing. What do you want to play, Robin?
So, by the way, you are listening, in case you're just tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. Coming at you from the campus of UBC, and we have Hosehead Records, plus members of Fashionism and Nervous Talk with us. Talking about their music, and we have Robin, who is working the turntables. And what do we have here?
We have Josh and Joel goofing off.
And Robin, what do you want us to play?
Oh, sorry, it's the.
This is going to be Steve Adamick Band.
Oh, okay.
And so this is one of the earlier 45s on Hosehead. This was
okay.
Number 21.
Is he from Ottawa?
Yeah, Steve Adamick Band are from Ottawa.
Okay.
So do you want to do track one, side A?
I just
okay, awesome.
Okay, so this would be the song Monterey.
Okay, cool. So I'm ready to go? All right.
We'll be right back.
All right, you are all listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC, and I have the Hosehead Records people here.
So, hey.
Yeah, we got Patrick, and we've got Robin, and Josh, and of course Joel,
of course,
from Nervous Talk and Fashionism previously. And so I'm going to ask...
Not anymore,
yeah. I'm going to ask Joel if
you... I quit. I was sick of
really?
That band. They suck.
Well, okay.
Did you hear that?
So by the way, we just heard Nervous Talk. So that was the song Introductions from the 7-inch that was released like about a year and a half ago.
Oh, geez.
Something like that.
Oh, that was probably longer than that.
Oh, 2013? Well, okay.
It's
2 years ago? Yeah.
And
then before that, though, let's just say hear who we listened to. Maniac with the song Dim Sum from their 7-inch. And two from Steve Adamic.
Adamic.
I never know how to say that.
Adamic. It's years to figure that out.
Okay, thank you. We heard You're Fired and Monterey from the 7-inch. These were all releases from Hosehead Records.
Steve Adamic is Hosehead.
Oh, sorry.
Maniac is La-Di-Da.
Oh, La-Di-Da. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But Nervous That's Talk right. was you.
Nervous Talk was Mammoth was Cave.
Oh, it's yeah. not.
That song that was from the Mammoth okay. Cave record, but I'm doing the LP, and that song will also be on the LP.
Oh, okay, yeah. Awesome.
But it's re-recorded, and I think it's better now.
Yeah, everyone's allowed to have their own opinion.
Did you tune your guitar for the
I used a different guitar that worked. Yeah,
you want more than one guitar?
One that someone tuned for you?
It was both tuned and fixed before I played it, yeah.
That's
nice.
Yeah. So Joel, you are one of the singers of Nervous Talk.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us who else is in your band?
So we've got Shane Grass, he plays bass, and then we've got Todd Taylor on guitar.
And who's the drummer? You don't have a drummer?
Oh, we just use a drum machine, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to keep doing that.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
Forever.
It's like the Jesus and Mary chain, I guess?
That's right.
All right, awesome. And so...
The Jesus and Trevor Payne?
Okay, so we have... Joel, you sing plus... I'm sorry, the other guitar player's name is...
Todd Taylor,
so
yeah.
Todd sings sometimes, too.
He does, yeah.
And do you guys... Here's my question to you. Do you write separate songs? Are your songs written separately? Like, you do it on your own and then come to your practice and then teach everybody the songs?
Yeah, that's basically what happens. We each kind of just bring ideas and then, you know, we mess around a bit until something kind of...
Oh, so you do kind of jam it out then?
A little bit, yeah. It's all kind of laid out before we bring it in.
Okay.
And then it gets crappier with each other's input.
No.
Yeah.
No, it does not. I'm a big fan. That says bad things about my taste then.
Yeah, I guess so.
How
do you think it makes me feel?
Exactly. Okay, good. So let's move on. Now, actually... the bass player in your band looks familiar. No, it's not your bass player. It's your guitar player. Is he not the bass player in another band?
In the Beelines.
He
right
is
now.
In the Beelines.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, because
right.
I was like, when I've seen the Beelines, I'm like, that guy looks familiar. And then when I've seen your band, I'm like, that guy looks familiar. And then I was all like, is he in Slow Learners? Like, what's the deal? Like, but it's not.
No, he's got a bit of a doppelganger, I guess.
Okay.
Have you ever seen them in the same room together?
So, no. So there you go. So...
He's got tattoos, man. The other's got
and
tattoos.
And I tried to do some research, too. I actually went and I tried to find the list of your band members, and I couldn't even find who was in your band.
Yeah, it's a secret. Mostly.
And I couldn't even find the Beelines members. I was like...
Also pretty,
there you go.
Pretty mysterious.
Okay, so there you go. So there you go. So you guys have a common connection with the Beelines.
That's right.
There
yep.
you go. All right. So here's a song that I was listening to, which I quite enjoyed. And it's from what we just heard. So Introductions from the 7-inch, your debut single, correct? And my favorite lyric goes like this. It looks like your chorus. Next time I see you, I'm going to introduce you to a fist that's just been raised.
No, just been waiting to meet you.
Oh, actually. I'm sorry. Yeah. Waiting to meet you.
A little more.
I'm sorry.
A little more violent.
Okay.
And premeditated.
Have you ever close read your own lyrics before, Joel?
No, I haven't always even written them, to be honest. Like, yeah, I just kind of make them up on the spot, and then I think it's different every time.
So can you tell us a little bit about this song? Like, because it made me curious as to who you wanted to...
Josh, is this going to be awkward with you in the room?
No, I don't think so. I think it's way more awkward for Joel right now.
It's no, it's fine. I'm pretty happy to spill the beans on this one. It's about my father.
Oh my God.
I had a really rough
exclusive.
Childhood. And,
I'm sorry to be too nervous.
Yeah. No, I guess... okay, next question.
I wrote a song about punching your dad, too.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. No, it's not.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't some ex-girlfriend or something. Or
no,
your present girlfriend, you know.
Yeah.
Present company excluded.
Yeah.
Is this awkward for you now?
No punching of women of any kind. No.
So are you, is the conflict settled between the person?
It's been resolved in my head, which is the only place it ever existed.
Okay.
So it's not a huge issue.
All right, awesome. And you were in a band called Moby Dicks.
I was, yeah.
Yeah. And that was in Alberta?
It was, yeah. That's when I was living in Lethbridge, Alberta. Wow. So.
And the same kind of vibe as Nervous Talk?
No, kind of different, I guess. I don't know. It's it was much dumber. I know that much, and just kind of not as much going on. You know, there was only two drums. It was just me banging on two drums and singing, and then just yeah, it was something else. Yeah, it was fun. But a bit of a different sound. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of more like kind of garagey, I guess.
I don't know. So that was more garagey. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Joel.
Yeah, you're welcome. This has been great.
Okay, great. Yeah. In case you're listening, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, my show. I'm Anita B., and we're just chatting with Joel of Nervous Talk. And we have Patrick in the studio, and we also have some fashionism action. Yes. And I'm going to be asking some fashionism questions in a bit, but maybe we should move on with some more songs. What do you think?
I think we should. I think we should play a song off this record.
We even headline
when
Nervous Talk is in the studio.
No, sorry, what was that? I was paying attention to this garbage that's on the floor. I was really interested in that. Garbage.
By the way, your show on the weekend was amazing.
Yeah, but
thank you. Yeah, Nervous Talk.
But who was better?
Well, the fact that he shed blood was actually, you know, a little bit more punk rock, I think.
Yeah, it also has to do with the fact that he doesn't know how to play guitar, so the guitar actually hurts him when he tries to play it.
Well, there's that, and I also just get really caught up in the art of it, you know? Like, I don't really think of it as, like, a performance, but more performance art. I'm bearing my soul, and, you know, like, sometimes you get to see my blood.
Yeah. And how is your finger? There. Is it okay?
It's, yeah, check it out.
Oh, geez.
It's weird. It's, like, it's a different shape now.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it hurts.
Because I was really concerned about your finger.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still concerned about it.
It looked really nasty. There were so many pictures taken. It wasn't just... I took a picture. I have a picture on my phone. There was, like, Sean Law was taking pictures.
Yeah,
Justin
much.
Was taking pictures of your bloody guitar.
There was... it was good to see people taking pictures of...
Yeah.
More pictures of Nervous Talk than of fashionism at the show. Substantially.
That should be, I think, your cover of your next album, I think.
Is people taking more pictures of his band and then fashions off the side and grumpy about it?
Yeah.
That's not a bad
that's
idea.
That's actually... I will draw that if it doesn't exist, which I'm sure
that's going to be the next fashionism record. It's going to be called Grumpy About It.
There you go. All right, what do we have coming up next, Robin?
This is the ultimate CanCon track.
Oh, we got some Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah. This is the hit Takeoff from Bob and Doug McKenzie. Featuring Geddy Lee.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't get more CanCon.
So
this had nothing to do with me.
And we're on turntable too. Okay, good. Awesome. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Now, if you want to call in too, I suppose, if I could figure out how to put you on air, the number here is 604-822-2487. And you can ask these guys some questions. Yeah, but there we go. Until we hear from you, this is... Bob and Doug McKenzie with the song, what is it?
Take off,
eh? All right, awesome. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah, you know, 10 bucks is 10 bucks.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah.
How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North. Yeah.
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty. Okay.
How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional, eh?
Oh, we'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good luck.
Okay. This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, beauty, go. Okay. Good day. Welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Take off through the great white north. singing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off!
Listen to this, it's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
oh,
eh?
Oh, get out. It is not.
It is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learned.
Will you?
Take off, eh? Oh,
take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's
yeah.
coming in.
Well, that's like...
Like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because,
what?
Well, hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You see
you.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
Yeah, my fault was
yeah, your
yeah,
fault.
You're such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, Hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
yeah,
like, on another
not.
Label.
Oh, now everybody's gone. Good
so,
day.
Good day.
So, like, take off to the great white north.
Beauty. Beauty.
Take off. It's a beauty way to go.
Jeez.
Take off, you hosers.
Hey, Getty, we'd like to thank you for coming on the album and singing on the hit single.
Well, it was my pleasure, eh? Like, I wish you guys, like, lots of success and everything.
Beauty. Thanks,
thanks
Getty.
A lot, eh?
Well, that's great.
You're welcome.
Okay. Like, if we do another one, maybe you could do it?
Well, slow down, eh?
Okay. One at a time, right?
Don't
okay.
push the guy,
yeah,
eh?
Okay.
Tomorrow comes another day, and it's only a few hours away. Seems just like any other day. Same old roles and games to play. But this is different, this is something new. A new decay lies ahead of you. So pull the corks and raise your glass. We leave the 70s behind us. We leave the 70s behind us now. The evolution has gone way too far and left nature with some nasty scars. Now it's time to forget the stars. Show us if you're gonna make a mark. Look around and take a second glance. This could be the final chance. So pull the corks and raise your glass. We leave the 70s behind us. We leave the 70s behind us now. Up their eyes, they see hatred and greed and lies. Listen, mister, and you'll hear the cries of tortured souls still asking why. All the things we want to leave behind, to set the wrong, it doesn't help to be kind. So pull the corks and raise your glass. We leave the 70s behind us. We leave the 70s behind us now.
robots, they cut my skin more than once. She used the thing, made a solid lover. She shaped my body like a lip of mud.
Turn on the
All right, we are back with some talk from Fashionism here on CITR 101.9 FM. Now, before we do chat with some of the Fashionism people, let's tell you all that we listened to The Jam. The 7-inch was Going Underground. And before that, we heard the song My Baby Makes Good Sculptures, or is it Sculpture?
Sculptures.
Sculptures, plural, from the Rosillos, from their album Can't Stand the Rosillos. And they're playing soon. We'll talk about that, though. And the Moderns were in there before that with the song Ready for the 80s. And yes, we have the Hosehead people in the studio. And let's talk about the Rosillos. So let's talk about, we've got Josh and we've got Robin from Fashionism. And you guys are opening for the Rosillos, correct?
Yes, we're opening for the Rosillos and Kid Congo.
Oh, yeah, I got you all. And Kid Congo.
Yeah, it sounded like someone was just like not
very
into
disappointing
it.
News.
Oh, we got a phone call. Awesome. So I should do you want to answer that, Patrick?
Is it a,
okay, here. You talk.
If
you
it's
ask
from Ontario,
questions.
Don't answer because I
why is it ringing? Usually it's quiet.
So guys. How do you know each other?
Well, geez, I met Josh in Lethbridge, Alberta.
Joshy is here.
Are we doing this? I don't know
you
what's happening.
To
I was reading a cool book
to
today. You guys
want to
hear about
gonna,
that?
I'm put you on hold for a second. I'm just going to put... Would you like to go on air?
Dead air, dead air.
My favorite color is green, but not really light green. Kind of more of like an emerald sort of green.
An emerald.
Yeah. An emerald?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So Josh, green, yeah. Josh, let me ask you.
Yeah,
what's the most you've ever spent on a single record in your life?
Oh.
No, don't.
I shouldn't talk about that.
Okay, Josh, what's the rarest record in your collection right now?
Okay,
the
so rarest record in your collection? Okay, so we have a caller who's on air who would like to speak to Josh.
So we have Val here who's going to help us technically. And what do I need to do?
Phone one.
Phone one, here we go.
I feel like I'm being blocked.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Are we good?
Your eyes, Josh.
Should be there.
Are you there? Hello, caller. Yes,
hello?
You are there. Excellent.
Hey.
That's
hello.
Awesome.
Can everybody hear me?
I think so. Can everybody hear you?
I can hear you.
Joshy?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Your wife is peeing in the streets.
My wife is peeing in the streets?
I was on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And I saw your wife posted that she's peeing in the streets because she's locked out of her house, out of your house.
I had a funny feeling that I was supposed to leave the keys
yeah, oh, yeah.
Somewhere. I'm not going to say where because you sound like a lunatic for her to pick up. But I think that I messed that up. And
you're sitting there goofing off with your friends and your records and your wife's peeing in the street.
This is a useless call.
Okay, hello. So who are you, by the way?
I'm just a person who's going to go kill himself. Okay, bye-bye, Joshy.
Okay, bye.
Okay. All right, well, that was nice. That was fun. All right, so let's...
Should we hang that up?
Yes, we should.
All right.
Okay, good. So we have Josh here, yeah, who's popular with our callers.
Yeah,
neglectful.
Yeah.
And shit boyfriend.
I thought you were a husband there. No?
I think this person was obviously a little bit confused.
Yeah. All right. So tell us, Josh, about your band. So you're one member of how many are in the Fashionism? In Fashionism?
There are four of us. Jeff and JR and Sweet Kokomo. I have a fun name called Jacuzzi Floozy, which is a stupid record nerd thing. And if you can figure out how I got that name and you call in, I'll give you a free Fashionism record.
Oh, wow.
But
excellent.
You won't find it out. It's fine.
Jacuzzi Floozy.
I know what it is. Do I have a free record? I don't think you do.
I do know what it is. Oh. You told me once.
Oh,
wow.
It doesn't count.
Do you have it? No, you don't. Yeah, we're playing with the Rosillos, though. That's fun. That'll be a really fun show.
And when is it?
That is May 14th. 14th. Yeah, it's a ways away.
Hmm. And is that where?
That is at the Rickshaw Theater.
Okay.
And Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds are playing as well. Dumb name. Good band, though.
I don't know them. I've never heard of them.
Well, Kid Congo's excellent.
Okay.
Kid Congo played with Nick Cave for a while. He played for the Cramps for a while. He played with Gun Club, I'm pretty sure, for a bit, too. He's been kind of all over the place.
So Kid Congo's like a solo. It's the name of the guy.
Yeah, okay. Kid Congo Powers.
All right.
Yeah.
And where is he from? I'm curious.
I think he's like an LA guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think.
So, Joel, when's the next Nervous Talk show?
Oh, yeah. On to more pressing matters here. we're playing with the Hex Dispensers Friday at the Cobalt and Saturday in Victoria.
Local promotion.
Holy crap, dude. Ow. Well, not anymore since I'm deaf.
So Joel has now gone deaf because of Joshy.
Thanks, Josh.
That was nice.
Yeah.
It was being straight.
So there you go. So we got a little hose head action all over town, right?
All over town.
Yeah. So Friday, go check them out at, again. Where was it at again?
That's the Cobalt.
The Cobalt.
And
someone's on top of this.
Thank you. And then, so back to fashionism. So I have so many questions about fashionism. And first of all, how are those songs written? Because as you know, we have Jeff on lead vocals, but he doesn't play an instrument in this band.
No, he doesn't. He wanted to be free.
Okay.
So I think there was a show a while ago with the Transmitters where he had broken his leg doing something silly. And he was... So, what was his arm or something like that? What did he break? Was it his arm?
He broke something. Broke
his
I
wrist.
Don't know.
No, he wasn't able to play guitar. Probably his arm then, not his leg. and so he got to run around like a goofball, and he really enjoyed that, and I think that kind of stuck with him.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted to do just a new band and just do vocals.
Okay.
We kind of talked about jamming for quite a while, but we were all busy with like different projects and stuff, so we weren't able to do anything. But he still does a lot of the writing. I do some of the writing. And then we all kind of get in. We try different sort of ideas.
Interesting.
A little bit like Nervous Talk does, but with better ideas than Nervous Talk comes up with.
And a little less talent.
Not too. As much fodder. Yeah.
Okay, so does Jeff come in with like most of the structure and then you add to it, or vice, or do you guys collaborate together? Or, for example, do you all jam together, Robin?
I don't know, Robin. Why don't you say, I don't know, you get very excited when we start writing. I'm not sure how it looks like from an outside perspective, because I'm just fighting.
It's a lot of fighting
against stupidity half the time,
yeah.
And getting very frustrated.
Your own stupidity.
They make Josh jam in a different room.
No, it's Josh and Jeff both bring songs that they kind of have the idea for,
uh-huh.
And then we all just kind of need to work on it.
You need to do what you're told.
Yeah.
Well, it is interesting for anybody who's not in a band, because, I mean, there's so many ways of writing songs. Like some people, I was listening to a friend talk about their songwriting, and I overheard like things about this person wasn't a drummer, and there was discussion about, oh, hit the cymbal on this one, and I was like, what, like, you're that controlling, like, some people, and that's okay as long as the songs turn out well. It's amazing how the different processes are. So,
well, I mean, I think the nice thing is, well, everybody's that's in that band has been in bands for a long time, and they've always been playing music, and the people that we do have that are playing music in the band aren't crap. Robin's a really, really good bass player. She's the best bass player I've played with, for sure. I'm the best guitar player that I've ever played with. And Alex was really excited to get in this band, and the first practice was, like, pretty hilarious. And now he is fantastic, and I wouldn't want to have any other drummer.
He was really excited to get into the band.
He was very excited to get into the band, and I think that he knew that he was going to have to step it up a notch.
Oh, and he did.
He's like a guitar player.
Yeah.
That's why it was a little bit.
Here, I think I told you. Here's a little bit of trivia. My very first band I was with Alex.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the drummer in this band years and years ago called the Go Devils, but he was like the second drummer, and yeah. And that's how I knew Alex. And he had, like, long hair, and he came from Abbotsford. And apparently...
He's got those awesome prison tattoos.
Yeah.
That are fantastic.
Yeah, and...
I think you're born close in Abbotsford.
And so that's how I originally know Alex, from way, way back when. And so now he... And then he went to playing guitar. So I knew him as a drummer. Then he went to playing guitar.
Yeah.
Now he's back on the drums. And I saw his sweet drum kit.
His sweet, his pure sex Lamborghini drum kit. It's...
That's awesome.
It's part of the sound.
Yeah. Now, you guys also have, well, you're called fashionism for a reason, because you are stylistas, I suppose you could say. You're very stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd have to say so. Yeah.
Yeah. You make me nervous. I get, like, I have to look good to go to your show.
Well, you should be looking good in general, but, you know, and you do a fine job.
Thank you. I feel so special.
You know, I me and, like, in the early parts of this band coming together, me and Jeff, because we both talk a lot, when we get together, we talk for a long time, very fast at each other.
That's true.
And so we had an idea that we're like, man, every band in Vancouver looks like crap.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And this was
especially Nervous Talk.
Especially Nervous Talk. Well, I mean, Nervous Talk is like the whole boot. Like, they sound like crap. They look like crap.
They are crap.
But I played this show at the Fairview with the other band that played guitar and the Jolts, and they had, I can't remember what they were called, but they were so bad. And the guitar player looked like he rolled off of his couch, put down the Nintendo controller, and walked on the stage. He's wearing a green sweatsuit.
No, I know who you're talking about.
And he just plugged in his reverb pedal, and it was so unbelievably irritating that I man.
I know the name of that band.
Oh, what is it?
Throw he's it not gonna. Throw he's it not up. Gonna go there.
Oh man,
Greenback High.
No, it's not Greenback High. Crystal something. I think that's close.
It's not them.
Castles?
No.
No, it's not
Crystal Pistol.
Crystal Pistol. Another band that looks so good.
Yes,
all the time.
Of course.
Yeah.
So this guy, he like emotionally like had you going so much that you're rebelling against him.
Well, I mean, we were rebelling against, like this band has a lot about rebellion. but it's fun to, like, look back and, like, you look at all your favorite bands and, like, there's actually, like an aesthetic that goes along with it. Even if it's not necessarily something that's, like thought out. But, yeah. Like, there's a subculture around that sort of stuff. And that stuff a lot of times is kind of dead now.
Okay.
But there was something that kind of tied in bands together. I'm
just thinking about the guy with the green sweatpants.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
that could have been his aesthetic, though.
Oh, it could have been. But if that's the case, the rest of his band members were like, what are you doing? And they didn't look great either. Like, it was just gross. It was one of those situations where you're just like, why? you did realize that at some point you had to get out of bed and go and stand on a stage, and that's what you wanted to look like.
Right.
If you can pull that off, and someone's gonna look at me like, ooh, yeah, that's good.
Yeesh.
Then sure, man.
I guess the reason I'm giggling is because I've had this conversation before. Yeah. Because I actually judged Shindig, right?
Right.
And so I had some slobby looking bands come across the stage, and I was just really horrified that, and they had like no look, like they had nothing. They just looked like boring, and they if anything, they looked like they were just. They definitely made no effort.
Yeah.
And it was really upsetting to me. And their music seemed to just be just as crappy. And so I mentioned that in the comments. And then I had a discussion with somebody who said, well, you can't do that. they said, that's their look. That's their look. And that's what they're, achieving. That's what they're trying to attain. And I was like, but no, I'm not buying that.
That's the funny thing about scenes, though, right? Is that scenes actually have rules for a reason.
Right.
And you can be one of those bands that breaks all the rules all the time, but if you suck and you look like crap on top of it, then, you know, have fun at your first three and only three shows.
So maybe you guys aren't breaking the rules, you guys are making the rules.
We're called fascism. Someone has to institute
There you
something.
Go.
And you know, I feel like you've pulled the cord on the back of Josh, and he's just going to keep going.
Oh, good. Going that's true. Is that good?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Well, let's keep the cord pulled, okay? Because I have some more questions. Okay, so at your last show, I believe there's a book. You guys have a book. The Fashionism Bible?
It was a Fashionism Bible.
Okay. Can you explain that? You don't want to talk about
it? No, we can talk about it. We'll talk whatever you want to talk
Robin,
about.
Do you want to discuss the book?
Josh might be a better person to discuss the book.
Well, we were trying to think about like just fun, stupid things that we could do on stage to just tie in with songs and that sort of thing. So we figured, oh, what would be fun? We'll get like a Bible for this non-exploitation song that we have because we were full of class in our lyrics. And then we were going to fill it with a bunch of pornography and have it like pervert priest sort of thing, like drop them all out on the floor. But we didn't have enough time to go get some pornography.
Josh, I refuse to believe that you don't have pornography on hand.
I only have like really old, excellent pornography right now that I don't feel like cutting up or taking to a place to get Xerox, which is a bit odd.
I can do it at my school.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I should have brought some here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
to show
I do
you
it all the time.
To
right?
show you all on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where the book comes from. There's going to be other props. We're probably going to put stuff together and just try to do goofy, dumb stuff that will make people think that we're cool.
And if I can commandeer and ask a question, will you guys talk about the confetti cannon?
Oh, the one we weren't allowed to use?
Yeah.
Oh, ugh. That sucked.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm probably more bummed than anybody about that, actually.
So, that's pretty rad. Can you talk about the confetti
can? Please, because I'm curious.
Well, we had a confetti can that we were going to use, and then this old punk said that we weren't allowed to use it.
End of story?
Yeah, basically. That was it. We rented it. We were going to do this big thing.
What if I told you I don't know what a confetti cannon is? Is it just confetti
it's
like in a cannon?
It's pretty fancy. Explicitly explained in the,
in the description.
In the two-word title.
And we're going to wait for this epic moment where we're going to hit this strong E chord.
Got a foot switch for it.
Oh, really? A foot switch and everything?
Aw. But unfortunately, the sound guy thought that the pieces of confetti
were going to wreck his speakers.
Get stuck into the speakers and ruin all of his equipment.
Oh.
Because naturally, that's what happens. The fans are really strong and are just going to suck all the confetti inside.
Yeah. I'm surprised you guys didn't get stuck on those things.
I'm surprised that we didn't just do it anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would have been really punk rock.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't die, though.
Yeah.
We still have confetti, so.
Hey!
Wait for the confetti.
They could use it Friday.
The Nervous Talk Confetti Canyon.
Different
it's,
colors.
Yeah, it's the wrong colors. Yeah. The passion. Oh. Colors.
Can you discuss your colors, too? Because I am impressed with. I love your aesthetic. I'm a big fan of the design of your band. Like, all of the artwork is amazing. Like, the stripes, the colors. It's all. Your colors are, tell us.
Black.
And?
White.
And black, blue. No? Black and white and blue. Sorry, I meant to say.
Black, white, and
did
black.
Did I just say black?
And blue.
Sorry.
Black, white, blue, black.
Okay. Yes. Well, you know, it's hard to talk about design on the radio.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I'm teasing.
I know.
It involves stripes.
Involves, yeah.
Stripes. Well, you know.
You could picture
we're not
it.
Just
you
limited to stripes, Patrick. Jesus.
It pretty much looks like the Estonian flag.
Yeah. It's very nice. Right.
It's the flag of Estonia.
It's in a different order.
Same colors.
Yeah, different order.
Yeah,
and does Nervous Talk have an aesthetic?
Yeah, what are the Nervous Talk colors?
It's kind of similar to that band you guys were talking about earlier, actually, with the green sweatpants. Yeah, we're just a step removed from that. Actually. It's usually involves stains and sweat.
A lot of Cheeto dust.
A lot of art.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so why don't we play some songs from Fashionism? How about that? Okay. That sounds like it. And you guys have a full length coming out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Eventually. It's yeah, maybe. You're so...
Well, I gotta go on a big trip with a member or two of Nervous Talk
half
over here.
Half of Nervous Talk.
Half of Nervous Talk. Yeah. Because we're gonna go support the...
Smash?
The Isotopes on Across Canada.
Oh.
So it's... Evan has managed to commandeer a pretty great lineup consisting of Fashionism and Nervous Talk. And we're going to be Isotopes and pretend that we understand baseball.
Oh, I love baseball.
Talk about
I'm a massive baseball fan.
I don't know baseball very much at all.
Hang out with me.
Play it when I was a kid. No problem.
You used to play baseball?
I did used to play baseball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't know if I was any good at it.
Maybe not so much.
probably not.
Well, I don't know. But I had the Isotopes in the studio a year ago, actually, just less than a year ago, and I interviewed those guys. Yes.
They're fantastic.
Yes. They have a new record out.
They are. Yeah, yes. It's a new record on Stomp.
Mm-hmm.
CanCon. Official. Factor Grants.
Oh, that was CanCon.
Yeah. Real money. Real money.
All right, so here we go. Let's listen to some Fashionism, and this is Smash the State with Your Face. Is that correct?
It's going to be Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls.
Oh, I like this one. This is a good one. Yeah, they're right here. We got a couple. All right, and so this is Fashionism, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Woo!
And it'd be nice if I played it. One. Oh, okay.
More, but not them before. Choose to rock and roll, girl. I'm a just leaving. It might go to her head. They're saying, I was thinking. Could you pack all the drags and take them? Where will I get my fun? I've forgotten. Just thinking.
Hey, here we are. We are listening to, well, first of all, I'm here in the studio with members of Fashionism. We have one member of Nervous Talk, and that would be Joel. Woo. And then Fashionism, we have Joshy and Robin. Woo. And sort of the ringleader is Patrick. Because these guys are kind of his kids. Like, they're, you know, you're the daddy, the host head record.
I'm the youngest person in the room, and you're all my kids.
Yeah. And so what did we just hear? We just heard some Ben Disaster with the song Oliver's Twist from the record See You Next Spring. Can somebody tell me anything about this band? Because I don't know. Anything.
Robin played on that song.
Robin's on that record.
You're on? Really?
Yeah, this record was recorded a few years ago, but it just came out recently.
Oh, wow. And where...
I actually sing on this record. All the songs.
Josh's Ben Disaster.
Okay, and so...
Spread it, tell everybody.
False.
So this is a local band?
No, this is a guy from Edmonton.
Oh, from Edmonton. Okay, awesome. Yeah. And you played the bass on this?
I did play the bass on
it. Wow, that's awesome. Oh, tell us about you. You are also in another band, correct?
Oh, yeah, I am also in another band. It's called Strange Things.
Yeah.
We don't have anything coming up right now, but I think we have a 7-inch coming out in the summer. On
that's cool.
As far as
oh, Lottie does do it?
I think
not
so.
Good for them.
Cool. And you guys have played some shows, though, right?
Yeah, we've played a few shows.
Yeah.
Looking to play more shows.
Awesome. So there you go. So she's in two bands.
Just putting your resume out there.
Yep. Yeah. I think we might be playing April something.
Oh, good. Good.
With Mark Salton. I don't know. That's what I'm told.
And so how would you describe Strange Things?
My mom described it as... Don't quote me on this, but it was Enya meets Marrakesh. I didn't agree with that. It's supposed to be like a 60s cycle.
Okay.
That's what she said. I made her listen to it.
Wow, okay.
I kind of like that description, though.
Mom has excellent touchstones for
me. So kind of like psych rock, sort of?
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
Certainly putting a flag there, pal.
Yeah.
I'm very interested. Okay, so...
And so before Ben Disaster, we heard Hammer Damage.
Yeah. And tell us about Hammer Damage, somebody, please.
It's like the best thing ever. It's the coolest song ever. I love that
Which
song.
Is called Laugh, right? We heard Laugh?
Yeah, we heard Laugh by Hammer Damage.
And what's the deal with Hammer Damage?
I bought it out of the new Arrivals bin at Audiopile because it looked cool, and then it sounded even cooler.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just, like, lucked into it?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Well, it's on Last Laugh Records, which is, like, a reissue punk label, so pretty much everything they do is probably worth buying.
And, like, where are they from, do you know?
Josh?
Last Laugh is based out of New York.
And how about Hammer Damage?
Hammer Damage? I don't remember.
Oh, you know what? Ohio. Actually. They're from Ohio.
Yeah, it is Ohio.
They're definitely
Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
Midwest punk, man.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we heard The Flies in there before that with We Are the Lucky Ones.
Yes, we did.
So who wants to tell us about The Flies? Not you. Not Joel.
I bought that record at a garage sale for $2, and I think every song on it is very good.
Okay. And it's spelled incorrectly. It's not The Flies, plural, I-E-S. It's fly with an S.
Apostrophe.
The Flies.
It's possessive.
Oh, is it? Is there an apostrophe?
Yeah, there
should
sure
I
is.
Fix that?
No, there's not.
Is I don't think there is.
There's no apostrophe?
No.
I looked at it.
There's no apostrophe.
Boring.
Yeah, next. Before that.
Okay.
There's no apostrophe. For some reason, I thought the apostrophe was a fly.
Okay, and then we heard Fashionism. That's where it gets really not
boring,
correct? Yes?
I don't know.
All right. Fashions, we heard the song, Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone?
Woo!
We should hear some more Nervous Talk and some more Fashionism.
We can end on that.
Because we have you guys in the studio. Yeah. Somebody else agrees.
Do a little acoustic performance, guys. Do a little medley.
Those. Oh, yeah. Do a little medley. Do a quick live one. Yeah.
Do the SoCan checks. Get rolling, you know?
Buzzwords.
Awesome.
Buzzwords. That's a good band name.
That's
the Buzzwords.
We should call it a new band name, just Buzzwords.
Buzzwords.
Yeah, let's not worry.
You know, my very favorite band name ever, local though, by far, is Hard Feelings.
Yeah,
I love that.
I don't know them.
Isn't that a great band name?
It's a good band name.
Pretty good. Good name.
Hard Feelings. Yeah, Everything about that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
More of a Dirty Needles kind of guy myself.
Dirty Needles? Yeah. Well,
it's a good band name.
Nervous Talk.
A punk band.
Nervous
from
Talk is good.
Nervous Talk called Dirty Nervous Needles. Talk is a really good band name.
It is a good band name.
It's a shame.
Thanks.
It's a shame that they wasted it on that band.
Oh.
I do.
Man.
I like it.
Who came up with that name?
That was actually Macy from Needles and Pins.
Oh, of course it was, because it wasn't you dummies.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Good job, Macy.
We've talked about this way too much in the past, but it was going to be Nuclear Laser for the longest time, and I kind of wish we would have done that, but then, something better came along, and so we jumped on that to save ourselves from being that, or I think Todd wanted Lesser Birds. I think I got kind of pissed off at him for that because it was that bad.
So it could have been nuclear. Did I say nuclear?
You did say
nuclear. Did I just say nuclear?
It's pronounced awesome. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Laser.
God, laser. Or Lesser Birds.
It was all just.
But we ended up with Nervous Talk.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. I like that.
I think you did okay on that.
I think we did just fine.
Yeah, I think you made the right choice there.
Let's hear some more Nervous Talk.
Okay.
I can always just Bandcamp it. No. Instead of you not having to get up.
You want the good? Oh, you can put something on off the new album.
Yeah, Bandcamp it because there's a new song on there. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. We have a new record coming out on Hosehead.
If you go to the Hosehead Bandcamp.
Okay.
I'll give you a free Nervous Talk record if you can call in and tell me what the album artwork looks like it rips off.
The Nervous Talk record?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of rip-offs on Hosehead right now.
No, there is.
What is it? I want to know. I don't even...
Well...
I created myself.
Call in and guess.
Maybe Joel, pull your cell phone out.
I'm not calling Josh.
Okay, so what are we going to hear the new...
Yeah, so go to the Nervous Talk record there.
Right, that one?
Yeah, that's okay. The one. And there's just one song on there. I think it's a different person.
Yeah, different person.
This is the first song on the new Nervous Talk.
This is new. Look at that.
Yeah.
This
record will be out with any luck by June.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe even earlier.
And it's a full album.
It's an LP.
It's the LP.
That's amazing.
12 songs, 13 songs?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 12 songs. 12 songs.
That's amazing.
It's short though. It's about 21 minutes.
Probably should have been a single though.
What?
Never mind. But there's also a Fascism full record coming out too.
We have a 7-inch that's going to be coming out first.
But there is it's in the works, correct?
It's
our dream.
Yeah.
The LP will be out on Hosehead early next year.
So are you saying Nervous Talk wins here? They got the full record?
Yeah.
They're going to win the record race.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so we're going to hear Different Person. And,
by the Nervous Talks.
The Nervous Talkers.
Awesome. And this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No. Hold on.
Oh, you gotta.
There, we gotta do that.
Get the wire. We'll be right back.
ma soeur est là sur son scooter, visant le rocker. Je suis tout le temps maroche, au son du rock'n'roll.
All right, guys, we're almost out of here. We have 5 or so minutes until Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis, Val Cormier. But we are going to leave you all off with a story about Thor. And this is Joel.
A story about Thor.
This is come around, children.
The story of Thor. This is Joel from Nervous Talk.
Once upon a time.
Yes.
2 months ago.
Yeah, well, no, Patrick and I went and saw Rude Norton play at Lanaloo's. And it was actually... It was Wimpy Roy's last show before he passed away, I think.
Yeah, it was. Been. It was, yeah.
And
they played a surprise set.
Yeah, yeah. They were unannounced, and then they just showed up and played it. It was really cool. And they ended their set with a cover of Thor. I think they played
Keep the Dogs Away.
Yeah. And Patrick hadn't heard of Thor yet. And then
only the legend. Only the legend.
Yeah, and then a new page.
Isn't that exciting? So now you go into his memory bank as the person who's introduced him to Thor.
And then, if I can talk about it again, I found the 45 in the audio pile new arrivals bin, and I bought it.
Oh, isn't that funny?
So I brought it in so we can listen to it.
There you go, audio pile. Keep on buying Thor records because we will buy them.
So there you go. So are we going to leave us
I think this will be the end. Yeah, this will be the end.
Okay. If you want to come and visit me tomorrow at Neptune Records, you should come by and visit me and tell me how stupid I sound on the radio.
I do it all the time.
I work quite close by.
I drink coffee.
Okay.
Just a hint.
Thanks for having us, Nita.
Awesome. Yes, thank you, Nita, for having us.
No, you guys are awesome.
Thank you for letting me talk about things that are happening in my life.
I've been impressed with everything Hosehead. You guys are my favorite Canadian label.
Woo!
I love Hosehead.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's big.
And one shout out, I think I saw on Facebook, like 8 of the 14 bands at that Ottawa Festival. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Ottawa Explosion this year just announced their first 15 bands, and 7 of the first 15 have Hosehead catalog numbers.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
just the first 15. It's going to be like 100 bands play.
That's nepotism. Is what that is.
Yeah. What? You're just talking because the two guys who run that festival are close personal friends of mine. And and most of the bands I've put out records by are from Southern Ontario.
Okay, let's leave ourselves with some Thor.
Yep.
And thank you all so much for coming in. And I will be back in 2 weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's 6:30 till 8 here on CITR 101.9 FM. And do not forget to see Joel's band this Friday at
the Cobalt.
Cobalt.
And then Fashionism will be playing soon enough.
Yeah, we only play big shows now. So the next thing you'll see us is at the Rickshaw. And then Rogers.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks again.
Okay, so let's have some Thor. Do we have Thor all queued up?
It's all ready to go.
Okay.
Table 2.
You're on it.
Bye.
I'm not. Okay, awesome. Thanks,
everyone.